And there is Mr. Xu Qingduo. Yes, what a gentleman. Welcome to our show. And
Thank you. Yeah,
guys, just send in more messages. This is so much fun.
Yes.
This show should be 2 hours and not 1 hour because I just want to go through all of your messages and before everybody goes crazy, let's calm down a little bit and do some serious analysis
of
that.
Yes, we need to.
Chinese families and their finances. So yes, right before we left off the break, we're talking about the majority of Chinese men would willingly, voluntarily surrender their paychecks to their wives. Well, as the only married person in this studio, Mr. Qingduo, I'm not probing, but what do you think about this family decision? Is it a good idea?
Well, if you look at the research worldwide, actually, women are more financially conservative and risk averse.
Yes,
and also they're good at managing debts. And you find a lot of men are compulsive gamblers, but very few women. Why? So there's the point of basically, you know, giving the bank card to your girlfriends or to your wives. I think also, you know, culturally. But remember, you know, giving it back, you know, basically you are surrendering your control, your right to manage the financial matters of your family. The things like does not mean a waste. It does not mean you lost money. Usually Chinese wives would buy clothes for their husband or spend on the family. So there's no waste of money. So if that's the case, you know, why bother, right? So that's probably why so many Chinese men willingly basically submit their payroll card to their wives.
Yeah, I mean, thinking about this, first of all, I wouldn't get married if I didn't trust someone, you know, at least with something. As I feel like frivolous is money. Like money's important, but it's not the most important thing in life. So I think, again, I would, if she was better with money, because I'm kind of a forgetful guy, you know what I mean? Like, I'm definitely not one of those gamblers or anything like that. I try to use my money as best I can. But at the same time, sometimes I forget stuff. And if my wife is like spot on about that stuff, and she's like, Ryan, you forgot to pay the internet again, and we don't have internet right now, I'm like, okay, you do it. But it would have to be a team decision for me. And she would have to want to do it at the same time, right? But I'm definitely not opposed to this. At the same time, though, there is this other concern. Maybe you are a wealthy guy, and your wife could be one of those kind of, or even husband, you know, gold diggers. So you got to be able to have that trust. I think, first of all, before you even get married, have the trust, right?
Right.
But then especially, you know, like, you got to trust the person that you're doing your finances with. I think specifically I would prefer a joint account, you know, an account you both can use.
Yes.
But if she was so inclined to do the finances and was much better than me, I don't see why not.
And yeah, for Chinese women, you know, a lot of the cases, they see that as a test of a trust, like how much trust you have in me or how much love you have in, you know, for me. Basically, you can basically submit all your banking account to me. That means like, oh, you love me really deep, right? So you'll do everything for me, basically. So that's a symbol, symbolic move of like love. Oh, He Yang is shaking. No?
Well, yes, you're partially right, Mr. Xu Qingduo. I think there's a part that I agree with you. It is a gesture of love and commitment. But most importantly, this is not about the man loving me as much, or it's equally as important a gesture to show that you're serious about us, about our family. That's how I see it. So I think it is about, first of all, women, like you guys said, can be a little bit more financially savvy and think a lot more about the family responsibility, what's good for the family's future financial-wise. And also, I think it is very important that we make safe decisions. And I think for women, there's a lot going on. It's about love, commitment, and how do we rationally also move on. Don't think that women are not rational when it comes to money, when it comes to the future of my kid and my husband and my well-being. I'm going to be serious about this.
So take everything under control.
At the same time, at the same time, I have a question for actually both of you. We see different numbers in different cities in China.
Mm-hmm.
And the highest is Beijing. Why?
Good question. I think, you know, in the more like urban area, people probably you see more bad educated people, women in particular. Probably they are more aware of, you know, how important it is, the responsibilities. If the men are responsible, so that means really good for the family, for the whole family. And you don't really care probably of sharing everything here. Or you don't care about like submitting your payroll card to your wife here. Because it's all for the benefits of family. It's not for yourself anymore, right? This is a family. So...
Well, here's a little bit of a sensitive topic that I want to ask you guys.
Oh, no.
So when guys give their wives the card, you know, monthly salary, and, you know, you give it to the lady, and now we can do it so easily by just, you know, the money just goes straight into her account or the family joint account. Do you feel like you're giving up a little piece of your manliness? To be honest, do you think that is something that you'd be happy to do and not be conflicting with some other nature of a man?
I don't see that. I think, you know, I'm a different generation from my parents. Maybe they would have a different answer. But for me, I see a relationship, a healthy relationship as a team where no one person has more power than the other. And a good relationship is compromise. So if I felt and she felt that finances were held better in her hands, then I would be more than happy to give her that kind of, I guess you could say, power. But at the same time, I would think it would be fair for me to take on some other kind of responsibility so that she's not bogged down with all these kind of, I think it's a chore, honestly. I think handling all the money, being knowing where all of it's going and keeping tabs on that sounds exhausting. So if I can help her in some other way so that if she's doing this big job for the family, maybe I can chip in some other way.
Mm-hmm. Well, it depends on where you're from, I guess. You know, if you talk to people in Shandong, from Shandong, especially the men, you know, they're very conservative. Women, too, very conservative. So usually, I guess probably the percentage of people of Chinese men in Shandong province, surrendering their payroll card to their wives could be much, much lower than, say, in Beijing. That's a possibility.
But Beijing male, I have to stand up for my boys in Beijing. They're known like very manly too.
Let me add something. The annoying part for me is like after you submitting all your payroll card every month, and then you basically begging your wife for pocket money. That's the part I can't tolerate.
Now she's in power. You know, you paint a really good picture. Let's go with the joint account on. Because I don't feel like if she's in a bad mood and I need money. I will choose to starve.
The new trend is that, you know, women are actually earning more money than men. So they are out earning men. This is a new trend. Like in the U.S., 30% of the educated women are earning more than their, partners or husbands.
You know, this raises a good question for me. He Yang.
Yes.
Would you give, let's switch the scenarios here. You are giving all your finances to your husband. How would you feel about that?
Good question.
Yeah. Spotlight's on you. Huh?
I want to be in control.
Oh, my God. You heard it.
I rule my family with a very tight grip, you know, with these big rings on my fingers. I hold that
the
fist.
Queen.
But because I think I make the best financial decisions. We're looking at the family's interests.
Well, He Yang has a point, actually. Because men tend to be overconfident in terms of in financial investment. And overconfidence often leads to failures.
Yes.
And who better has got the husband's interest at heart than the wife?
Oh, yeah.
And also the kids, you know, it's a big deal. The guy, you're just not good enough for this kind of decision. Rebuke
if you can. Not good enough.
But a quick question is this a traditional mindset in Chinese culture that women handle the finances? Because I see, you know, in maybe the more top tier cities, the higher percentages of women handling these kind of finances.
It's mostly day to day financial matters, paying the bills and probably paying the education fees for your kids. this kind of issue. But when it comes to the bigger issues, I think men still play a very important role, like purchasing a new property.
Yes, definitely. We'll include you guys in our decision, but it's very important. I think the family...Well, the man and the woman have a say. And also, ladies out there, it's the 21st century. Don't make your husband beg for money. Do it gracefully for both parties.
Yes, teams.
Yeah, like just transfer a handsome amount.
Like a team.
Yeah, into his card. So make sure he's got enough money to...
To have a cup of coffee.
Or eat.
Not those coffee shops.Because they are gone.
Okay, ladies, you need to make the calculation very carefully. Make sure that he's got enough fun, not too much fun. That's what I think. You're listening to Roundtable with myself, He Yang, Xu Qingduo, and Ryan Price.